Well, good morning, Cyrus, and a happy Sunday to you all. It is Region 15C, day number three, as we put a pin in weekend number one. Randy Rothstein, as we welcome you back to the glorious Cold Spring Baseball Park, as you and I, fortunate enough to sit in the hallowed Jack Bell press box, as we have another state qualifier for breakfast this morning, don't we?
Gosh, we do, and you know, the two teams, Richmond and New Munich, chomping at the bit. Somebody wants to punch that ticket to either Chaska, Waconia, or Hamburg here in a few weeks and take that bus ride down and enjoy it with your team and fans.
Ooh, some memories made on the field, but those bus rides got plenty of memories on them too, Randy, as our state qualifier, Luxembourg, is already in, and we got one more waiting in the wings between New Munich and Richmond. It's brought to you by our fantastic sports boosters here on KASM, making the region broadcast possible. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den, Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Lumber Company, Westside Liquor Weight Park, Shady's Long Shots, IPM Weight Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Corky's Bar in Richmond, the Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value, Melrose, and Albany Family Dentistry. I know it was a lot of ball the last couple days, Randy, but you think you could be a good little boy and update the bracket for our listeners if they're not in the know right now?
Absolutely. So we have the 11 o'clock game this morning, Richmond and Munich. That is a winner's bracket game. Coming up at 1:30 this afternoon, it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Meyer Grove in an elimination game. And then at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have Spring Hill taking on Farming, another elimination game. We'll go into next Friday night with six teams remaining out of the eight that started here this weekend. And the region sends four teams to the state tournament. By next weekend, we'll be fighting for those other two seeds, because we will have determined two state entrants here probably by 1:30 this morning.
So after today, we'll have two teams in and two teams eliminated. As what do we know about these two teams? They each had first round victories. Richmond defeating the Cold Spring Rockies Friday night. It was New Munich defeating their Stearns County League North rival Meyer Grove yesterday. Both impressive victories.
Yeah, exactly. Richmond on Friday night defeated the Cold Spring Rockies 6-4, and then yesterday New Munich in it was like a Donnybrook. First of all, the first four innings scoreless, and then all of a sudden all the runs scored and ended up being 11-5. New Munich beats Meyer Grove, a Battle of the North teams yesterday.
It's funny how you the game's going, it's on its way, and like, wow, are we in for a pitcher's duel here?
Right.
Reller versus Imdick, and that turns out to be our highest scoring game of the tournament. It was scoreless through five, and then the streaks in the sixth, seventh, and eighth just came a-swinging.
And they did indeed. Hey, if you want to catch our broadcast today on AM 1150, that's great. We carry the game on 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. We stream online at mychasm.com. And a reminder, too, a lot of you like to watch our archive games. Kirby will get to work tomorrow on it. And Kirby, you're thinking maybe sometime by day you'll have all those games online. So, Cy, if you want to record the game for us back at the studios, we'd like all those games recorded. That way we can archive them for our fans.
Yeah, I'd say safely I'll go with Tuesday afternoon. If they're not out there by Tuesday, I can catch some flack for that. Randy, you have some starting lineups for us here in our state qualifying game.
I do. For the visiting Richmond Royals, the leadoff man, Chase Elshire, he'll play short at batting second. Dalton Thielen in center field. Trent Gertken bats third. In the left field, Mason Primus will bat fourth. At third base, Cole Schmitz bats fifth. Doing the catching today, Justin Schrader will bat sixth. He's the DH. Logan Elshire bats seventh. He's on the mound today for the Royals. Batting eighth, Dusty Adams at first base. And Brady Clare bats ninth out in right field. Kyle Buddy will play second base, and he will be DH for that lineup for the Royals. Chase Elshire, Dalton Thielen, Trent Gertken, Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz, and Justin Trader, Logan Alchire, Dusty Adams, and Brady Clare with Buddy at second. For the New Munich Silver Streaks, the home team on the scoreboard, Carter Beer leads it off in left field. Adam Stangler will bat second in right field. Will Funk bats third at short. Ty Reller will bat fourth. Ty at first base today. Logan Funk bats fifth as the DH. Joe Stangler will bat sixth. He's doing the catching. Caden Sand bats seventh at second base. Tanner Rillen will bat eighth at third base. Jacob Hennenkamp bats ninth. He's in center field. And Jimmy Toole will get the ball today for Paul Sand and his Silver Streaks. Toole will be in DH four. That lineup for the Silver Streaks: Carter Beer, Adam Stangler, and Will Funk. Ty Reller, Logan Funk, and Joe Stangler. Caden Sand, Tanner Rillen, and Jacob Hennenkamp with Jimmy Toole pitching for the Streaks.
So you get Toole and you get Logan Alchire. You get a 22-year-old against, I don't want to say Jim's age. I don't know it exactly, and I don't know that Jim wants me to say it on the radio right now. So you get, maybe the, we've talked a few times, Randy, the circle of regions. You get the youth and the old all mixed together, the kind of the beauty of amateur baseball, the amount of talent that you can still play, be effective at the Jim Toole stage, the Joe Stangler stage of life, and then you got the youth movement in the other dugout.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool scenario, exactly. And we know Jim Toole. I mean, he's not going to overpower you, but he's going to spot that baseball so well, and location is important for him.
And I'll tell you one thing, those guys in those Navy jerseys on that third baseline, they weren't happy to see number they weren't happy to see number 19.
They just as soon hit a fastball pitcher, right?
Everybody likes to see the heater, not the off speed. I will let you prepare for the national anthem,
as
Randy is going to get the national anthem going here. As he had mentioned, you can join us online, mykasm.com. If you're listening out of the area or you have relatives or somebody you think would be interested, let them know. Hop online, mykasm.com. They can catch all the action right here throughout the region tournament. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes and come back with the first pitch. It's Richmond. It's New Munich. It's state qualifying. It's Region 15C Sunday first weekend. Going to be three fun games, and I hope you buckle up and hang out with us all day. We're back in 2 minutes here on Chasm Radio.
At this time, we ask that you please rise and move your caps.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeout or catering, phone 548-3700.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Alrighty, folks calling in wondering scheduling. Yes, we will have probably news, the birthday club, funeral announcements. That'll all be between games. So right now we're getting ready for action at Cold Spring. We're going to take you back to Cold Spring. Kirby and Randy out at the park in Cold Spring.
Well, thank you very much, Cy Funnenstein. It's not Region 15C until I hear that version of that song. Randy, the guy who gets goosebumps if the wind blows him the right way, you gave me the chills there. Sounds like you gave my brother chills as well. Well done, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's part of the game, and I love seeing guys standing out in the field, people in the stands standing for our nation. Our flag.
You did a good job for our flag and our nation and our game, baseball, as a good job by Randy singing the national anthem. One of these years, I think we should take that two-minute timeout beforehand and then have that on the radio. Maybe next Friday or something, we'll have that on the radio.
Sure.
How about that?
Sure.
We'll do that. So the streaks into the field will set you up defensively for New Munich. As on the mound, it is Jim Toole finishing his warm-up pitches. Now, we did have some precipitation today. I talked to the one of the main groundskeepers, the head groundskeeper here for the city of Cold Spring, John Atchison. He was thinking about a tenth of an inch of rain.
Yep.
Here in here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. So, as you had mentioned yesterday, we'll get some true hops here in Game One.
We will. We will. Baseball's going to be a little wet though, so you might see the infielders Kirby that get a ground ball, all of a sudden maybe double clutching it a little bit, trying to get a good grip on it. The outfield, I don't know if we're going to see a ball maybe scoot a little bit more if the grass is a little damp out there. Yeah, it's the elements. You play game baseball, and you've got those elements. If it's a dry field, you got to worry about the bad hops.
That's the way she goes. It's if it was easy, everybody would do it, right?
That's right. That's right.
What did Jimmy Dugan say in A League of Their Own? It's the hard that makes it great. Something like that. Right? That's the way I'm looking at it. Chase Elshire into the batter's box to lead things off for Richmond here. He squares and pulls back and takes a strike on the outside corner from Jim Toole. Around the horn for the streaks, it's Tanner Reeland over at third base, Will Funk at shortstop, Kay Dinsand at second base as the one-strike pitch fouled over. Dylan Jude, the first base coach for Richmond, fielding that second hop and flipping it over to the New Munich dugout. At first base for New Munich, it is Ty Reller. So two strikes on Elshire. As Toole right back, his two-strike offering to Chase, that is hit in the air. To center field, going back, still going back on the run, not going to get it in center field is Jacob Hinnenkamp. Elshire's aboard with his first double of the tournament. He's barking into his dugout saying, let's get fired up as we have a little skin-kissing breeze going out to right center, Randy, as Jacob maybe a couple false steps to right center, then hustling back, as I don't think he saw that very well off the bat.
If there's been a case to be made all weekend, Kirby, it's the judging the fly ball to right center field. We've seen it numerous times where that center fielder, to get a good angle on it, it's tough. And we've seen the ball sail over a number of center fielders.
So the leader on, and Dalton Thielen to the plate as Thielen smacks this one into left. That'll drop in front of the left fielder, Carter Beer. Elshire checks over to third, and Thielen with some good base running right there. Wow. DT busting tail. The throw came in from left to Beer, and he kind of saw that Elshire wasn't going to be waved home by Ottman, so he kind of soft-tossed it in. Thielen can fly, so he took second base on a nice bout of base running right there.
That's a heads-up piece of base running by Dalton Thielen, and you never know if he got help from his first base coach or not. I bet he did.
Dalton coaches the Cold Spring Legion team, so I'm sure he had his head in the game and saw the throw coming into third and coming in a little softer, so he said, I'm taking two on this. So second and third, as Gerken hits it on the ground, this will get Elshire across. Funk fields at short, throws across the diamond. In time, the first out is recorded, 6-3, but a productive out right there for Randy as Richmond scores first in the first, leading 1-0.
Absolutely, the middle of the infield playing back so early in the game, so basically giving up that run, and Chase Elshire comes across to score. What's interesting, too, Dalton Thielen, he took off running because that ball was it was hit a little bit at an angle where he could take third.
Almost at him.
Yeah.
Where he knew that Funk had to hurry, as that'll bring Mason Primus to the plate. The Royals are coming out swinging here as Toole threw two strikes to Elshire. Then it went double, single, ground out to get a run in for Richmond as Primus takes ball one down and away. Mason with two big doubles on Friday night for Richmond as this pitch missing low for a ball, gobbled up by Joe Stengler. We mentioned Carter Beer in left. We mentioned Jacob Hinnenkamp in center. In right field for the Silver Streaks, it is Adam Stengler. His big brother Joe behind the plate. Jim Toole on the mound. 2-0 offering to Primus. That's down and away. Three wide ones thus far to the Royal third baseman. We saw him in right. We saw him on the mound on Friday. He's over at third. Brings a lot of gloves to the ballpark.
Yeah, he does. And soft-spoken kid. I got to talk to him first time last night after the late game. And just nice guy.
3-0 pitch, down and away. It is a four-pitch walk issued to Primus, and Toole pretty pinpoint control-wise over the years, Randy. I think maybe some purpose to those pitches?
Probably trying to keep it away from Mason's bat. Like you said, Mason a couple doubles against the Cold Spring Rockies on Friday night, but it doesn't get any easier when Cole Schmitz steps into the box.
Richmond has Cole Schmitz into the batter's box. Catching again today, first offering to Schmitz. This ball is skied to left. Beer has a tough order as Thielen can run. The catch by Carter. Dalton comes across. The no throw. Productive out again for the Royals as the sack fly RBI for Cole Schmitz on that first pitch. Yeah, he got under it. If he levels that out a little bit, that might have went a ways, Randy, but got the run across, and it's 2-0 Richmond.
You almost wonder, too, Kirby, with Mason at first, had he tagged, you know, that throw went to third base. That's going to take another throw at a second to get Mason, and maybe an opportunity there that Mason passed up to move to second.
Look at these middle infielders, how deep they go into the hole with a guy like Jimmy Toole. Look at where Caden Sand's playing right now at second base. It's Justin Schrader, the left-handed swinging. He pops this to left center field. Carter Beer over. He's into the gap. He has it measured and makes the catch on the run for out number three. That does it for Richmond in the first, but what a first. They strike twice, scoring two runs on two hits. There were no New Munich errors. One runner left on base. We have played a half an inning. Richmond 2, New Munich coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action. Back in a minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Good morning to you. We're at 10 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 68 degrees and overcast skies here in central Minnesota. Looks like the rain has moved out of the area for the time being. Great morning for baseball. We take you back to Cold Spring. More exciting region baseball action with Kirby and Randy.
Si says it, and Randy and I touch wood when he says that it looks like the rain has moved out of the area.
You know how much I really want rain, but we got it this morning. Got a little bit of rain this morning. Got a little bit of rain yesterday morning. I'm okay. We can get baseball in the middle. It can rain in morning and night.
Doesn't it ever rain Monday through Friday anymore?
I know.
Was it always weekend rain?
On the weekends, yeah.
We'll get it. As we move to the bottom of the first inning, top of the order, of course, for New Munich. A little bit of a different look. We saw Adam Stengler, a late-game substitution yesterday afternoon for Paul San, and those two hits Adam got must have impressed his manager, Randy, as he's in the two-hole now for the streaks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adam Stengler is no pushover by any means, Kirby. I think he might still hold the high school league record for
hit streak.
Consecutive game hit streak.
Yeah, he's the Joe DiMaggio of the Minnesota State High School.
It's like 23 games in a row.
I think it was higher than that. I think it was like 33 or something like that. It was between his junior and senior season, some astronomical number of hits in a row. I don't know if he still holds that record, but at one point he sure did.
Yes, he did.
But he's got to wait. Carter Beer's going to lead things off as he steps into that left-handed batter's box to get the first look at Logan Elshire, the pitcher for Richmond here today. As Elshire ready to rock, finishes his warm-up pitches. He deals and fires. First offering a drag bunt. Primus will field at third. On the run, Mason's throw in time to retire the speedy Carter Beer. Nice play right there by the Royal third baseman. And again, we talk about he pitched, he played right. You know he's caught plenty for Richmond and over at third and making a nice play right away.
And I mentioned it in pregame too, Kirby, the wet grass, and that was my first thought. It's like, okay, Mason's going to pick this ball up. What's the throw going to be like? And it was a strike.
Right on the money as Elshire's first offering is on the corner for a strike to Adam Stengler. Stengler in at right field today into that two spot. He'll be followed by Will Funk for the streaks here in the first. They look to battle back as Elshire pumps and fires. That pitch missing down and away and wide. Logan's going to give you some different looks, Randy. He's got a little imdic to him. He doesn't quite have the hypnotizer, okay, but he'll drop down that arm. He'll quick pitch you from time to time. So he's entertaining out there. It's not that structural Greg Maddux, everything looks the same as the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike to Stengler. He's in a hole at 1-2. Royals in the field, Primus. You heard about him. He's over at third base as that pitch missing up and away from Elshire. Moves it to 2-2. Logan's big brother Chase is at shortstop. Kyle Buddy at second base. Dusty Adams, the veteran, at first base. 2 and 2 the count to Adam Stengler. 2-2 offering is hit on the ground to third. Primus with a candy hop right to his chest. Throw across the diamond in time to retire Stengler. Picking on Primo right now, but he's making the plays. Randy, is two quick ones for the streaks here in the first.
You see that second hop? It came right up by his face. Yeah, nice play by Mason and getting Stengler by that step at first base.
Mason with a little shake of his arm. Yeah, look, got it again right there. Those 50-some-odd pitches Friday night. Might be talking to him right now as that brings Will Funk to the plate. A couple of St. Cloud Technical College Cyclones right here. Logan Elshire, a Cyclone. I believe he probably played with Funk at some point. Logan's about 22. I think Will's kind of in that same.
Yep, he's probably in that same age.
Same age group. So they were on a Tech College team. Matt Quaid was on that team as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1 to the streak shortstop. So many good ball players that churned through that St. Cloud Technical College the past few years. Mr. Fisher had quite the thing going there for a while as the 1-1 pitch. That is on the black for a strike as well, moving our count to 1-2.
Kirk, those latecomers to radio, we have a 2-0 Richmond lead, right?
We do. Royals striking twice in the first as the 1-2 offering breaking ball popped up. Schmitz will stare at it. Cole appears to have room. He'll make the catch to retire Will Funk. And an easy 1-2-3 bottom of the first, for New Munich as they are retired in order by Logan Elshire. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. To the second we go. It's 2-0 in favor of Richmond. Back in 1 minute on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
17 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock, 68 degrees here in central Minnesota. As we take you back to Cold Spring for more exciting baseball action, little known fact here, want to just point this out, former Richmond Royal Kirby Hemish on the call, along with former Roscoe Ranger Randy Rothstein. How you doing, guys?
Well, thanks for the introduction, Si. A little yesterday road for Randy and I. Get the nice intro from Si as we welcome you back. And thank you to Cold Spring Baseball Park. Logan Elshire leads things off with a hard smash at the first baseman, Ty Reller. And Randy, that ball kind of comes up on Ty. And tough play right there. Takes it off the chest and it bounces away. Elshire is aboard on the air, committed by Reller. And then the next pitch from Jim Toole. Hits Dusty Adams in the leg, so the Royals are cooking here again in the second inning.
They are. Jimmy Toole struggled in the first, gave up a couple hits and two runs, and now here in the second, first two men on again.
Two men on, two run lead. Brady Clair in the ninth spot. We'll see the top hand of Brady as no bunt attempt right here as Clair hits this one in the air to right. Going back is Stengler. Adams not going to get this one. That will two hop the fence. Being waved at third is Elshire. Ottman's giving Adams the green light as well. Dusty's going to come across with no throw. A two-run double for Brady Clair. And the Royals double up their lead as they now lead 4-0. That ball was smashed right there, Randy.
Oh, it was smashed. And Adam Stengler looked up once. He looked up twice. And then all of a sudden,
I ain't getting it.
He's going to take off and run. And that ball has carried so well here yesterday and today already, but we see that wind blowing from left to right, Kirby, and so you get it up in the air. Brady Clair just proved good things happen.
That it, I mean, well said right there. And I think I like how the way you mentioned it, how Stengler looked up where, and you know me, I always watch the outfielder. I think he's going to give you a good indication. He looked up for a second time. It's like, oh, does he think he has a play? That ball was a good 15, 20 feet over his head.
Over his head, yeah. You bet.
So that just shows you that he had a pretty, you know, it kept carrying and carrying that he didn't have an opportunity to catch it, where earlier on the flight of the ball, he might have thought he did.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Sands out having a word already with his right-hander Jimmy Toole, and, you know, activity in the bullpen. Looks like Ethan Boat down there getting loose.
It's a last game of the weekend for New Munich as Richmond has come out swinging in the second, and after the first inning they have as well. Reached on an error as Elshire did hit that ball hard. Adams hit by a pitch, then Clair with a two-run double, and it's back to the top of the order. Speaking of doubles, it's Chase Elshire who doubled earlier. First offering, Drake bunt attempt, as Chase missing that one for strike number one.
You saw the relay from Adam Stengler to Caden Sand, and nobody was talking to Caden because his throw, he ran that ball in and threw it to second base. Had he thrown it from that spot, he might have had a play on that second runner coming through. Dustin
Clair's going to steal third and nobody home. Look at that. As Elshire brings his hands up, the third baseman Tanner Reeland comes in. Brady realized it on the one-strike pitch, Randy, so Chase pulls back, and that's an easy swipe of third right there.
Very easy. He went in standing up.
Well, there's nobody to throw. There's nobody covering as Reeland was charging in, and now the streak infield is going to have to come in, trying to put a pin in this one early. Richmond up four, and they got a runner at third base, top of the order up. As a nice, that's just a heady play right there by Clair and by Elshire,
it
I'd
is.
Say, to pull
really
back and recognize that. Outfield playing deep to Chase as the 1-1 pitch missing down. Now 2-1.
Again, the importance of this game, this is a state qualifier game. Winner has a state tournament berth.
4-0 Richmond, 2-1 the count. Good time to hit if you're Chase Elshire as Tools 2-1. That pitch is hit up the first baseline, but twists foul. Even our count up at 2-2. You have your statisticians. I have my fact checkers as well, Randy. Chuck McAdams listening in again today. What's up, Cheese? As he said, it was a 24-game hit streak for Adam Stengler, and the record is 33 for Tim Gullickson from Deer River. So I don't know if they recalibrated the stats after that, because at one point it was a record for Stengler.
It might have been broken more recently.
Yeah. Sure.
Got light rain falling here at Cold Spring Baseball Park.
That we do. As this pitch is laced into center field, Elshire's 2-for-2 with an RBI as Brady Clair comes across to score. Chase scolding that ball. He's got a single and a double and two trips and an RBI and a run scored, and it's now 5-0 in favor of Richmond.
Wow. Stinging the ball off of Jim Toole, and that is going to be the end for Jimmy here in the second inning already.
As Paul Sand has seen enough as the Royals come in, and come in with an ambush, scoring 5 runs, and still nobody out in the second as Toole is chased. It'll be Ethan Vogt's game as he jogs in from the bullpen in right field. We'll take a 1-minute timeout for Ethan to get loose. We'll be back. It's 5-0 Richmond batting here in the second inning on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
And a pleasant good morning to you. 23 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. 68 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. And we take you back to Cold Spring for more exciting Region C baseball with Kirby and Randy.
Thank you, Cy. And actually, no thank you, Cy. You told us that the rain had moved out of the area. Now we get a drizzle here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. So I don't know what that was all about, Cy, if he's got the powers that be working for him back in Albany. But just
that might be those little showers that really don't show up on the radar at all.
Some people are toughing it out, and some people aren't.
They're seeking cover here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And it's almost like the sun is out, too, a little bit, Kirby. It's that...
Who's got the sprinkler on?
Yeah, that brightness here in the sky is not real dark.
So, new pitcher on the mound for New Munich here in the second inning, and it's no stranger to a region mound. It's Ethan Vogt, the draftee from El Rosa. Finishes his warm-up pitches. It'll be Dalton Thielen batting. He singled and scored last inning in the first. Five runs in already. Two in the first, three here in the second for Richmond. They come in guns blazing. First offering from Vogt to Thielen. That misses up and in. DT has to skirmish out of the way of that one. 1-0 the count. Now they're talking on that deck. Get under those big umbrellas, Randy. That's the way to watch the ball game. As the 1-0 offering, Thielen will foul this at home plate. Evens it up at 1-1. Good to see Ethan back out on the mound. We saw him in regions last year, and I saw him in the state tournament for the Lake Henry victory. I'm sure you saw him in the second Lake Henry game as well, as Ethan with a health scare last year. But it's good to see Big E back out onto the mound as the 1-1 offering to Thielen. That will miss inside, pops out of the mid of Joe Stengler, but Elshire not going anywhere as it moved in front of Joe. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, Ethan has got just so much region experience, so much state tournament experience on his resume. It's amazing. This kid came onto the scene as a 16-year-old, Kirby, and he was playing with men that were probably twice his age. Just has been such a great pitcher.
The 2-1 offering to Thielen, missing high for a ball. I wonder if Ethan's thrown on this mound since that 2002 El Rosa State tournament run where he pitched here in Cold Spring as the Saints had a – remember El Rosa and Farming had some great runs that year?
They did.
Wonder if Ethan has been back here since then. 3-1 the count. 3-1 offering to Thielen. That's low for a ball, and Dalton's aboard for the second time. Elshire is going to trot to second on the 5-pitch walk to Ethan Vogt. That'll bring Trent Gertgen. As you get that bottom of the order on, Randy, and then the top of the order knocks him in. Now you're in the middle of the order. It's Royals are coming at him today.
Yeah, they are. Gertgen picked up an RBI in his first at-bat, Curry.
First and second with nobody away. The first offering to Trent is hit on the ground towards second. Sand will field. He'll flip to Funk for one. The relay to first in time. That's what the streaks were looking for. 4-6-3 on a tailor-made, made-to-order double play ball right there. Sand, Funk to Reller, and two down as Elshire ends up at third.
I noticed both of Trent's at-bats, and they were both ground balls, Kirby. He was hitting off of that front foot, kind of lunging at the baseball versus just sitting back and letting that ball come to him and driving it. So maybe just a minor adjustment for Trent. His next at-bat, just keep that weight back a little.
Raining a little harder here now as they're going to pull the tarps out. It looks like the plate umpire looked into the dugout. I think he is going to say this is a little too hard for a state qualifying game. I see the Rockies skimmering away as, you know, it was a light drizzle, but look at it now, Randy. That's coming pretty good.
Coming down pretty good here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Again, this ball game will be followed by some elimination games. The Cold Spring Rockies against Meyer Grove. That's at about 1:30 this afternoon. And then we will get the other elimination game that has Farming. And Farming will be taken on at... about 4 o'clock this afternoon. It'll be the Flames and get my bracket here. I'm having a little block.
Farming Spring Hill.
There we go.
Yeah. Meyer Grove, Cold Spring next. Farming Spring Hill for the nightcap. As I'm taking a look at the radar all of a sudden, and maybe a little more activity for a little bit than we were anticipating initially, Randy. But you know how it goes. It could maybe the chain will do us a favor and bust it up once again. So. We will we'll keep our tabs on it. With the rain delay, I think it would be a good idea to send it back to the studio. I know Cy had mentioned that he didn't get in some programming. He didn't get in the birthday club. You cool with it, station manager? If Cy, if we go back and Cy does the birthday club?
Cy can certainly take care of the birthday club, you bet.
Well, there we go, Cy. We'll, of course, keep you in the know. We'll check in. But as it stands right now, we are in a rain delay. 5-0 our score in favor of Richmond. here in the second inning, and we'll head back to the studios in Albany.
Welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. They have taken the tarps off the field. They have sucked up some of the rain that was sitting next to the tarps with, it looks like, some foam cushions. The umpires have returned to the field. It looks like New Munich's going to go back onto the field right now. And Kirby Hemish.
You don't know that trick? Couch cushion, get that puddle gone?
I saw you guys do it in Richmond. That is the first time that I ever saw that happen. And that's why we took our Select Comfort bed apart and got a new bed here in the last year. And that's what it is. It's all that foam. I saved all that foam just for that very reason, that sometime that could be
I might want this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we got? 11:26 to 11:56. So half an hour break here.
Half an hour break.
As Ethan Vogt makes his way back out onto the mound. You want this shut?
Oh, I love that breeze.
You going to put something on there? Okay, there we go.
There we go. Oh.
It's
Kirby,
nice.
Kirby was he was preserving me, or actually maybe decomposing me a little bit quicker. You had to close that window. That rain was coming right in, wasn't it?
Well, I just looked. It's tough. You know, it's just that quick little mist.
Yeah.
In my mid-30s, my eyesight might not be as sharp as it used to be. It's like, I don't think it's raining that hard. And all of a sudden, I look down at, like, my phone here and our station phone. It's like, oh, it's getting a little damp. So just kind of the quick realization to shut the window. So
you got it.
Let's set the table, Randy, as we welcome you back to Region 15C baseball action. In the first inning, Richmond went double single, RBI ground out, walk, RBI sack, fly to get two runs across. This inning here in the second, reached on an error, hit by a pitch, two RBI double for Brady Clare, RBI single for Chase Elshire, a walk to Dalton Thielen, and then a double play had just been turned as Trent Gerken hit into a 4-6-3 double play. The batter right now is going to be Mason Primus. Chase Elshire has been on third base, I guess you could say, for half an hour right now, Randy.
Pretty much.
He'll be on third. And there are two away here in the top of the second inning. New Munich was retired in order in the bottom of the first. So a half an hour rain delay, and we should be about ready to go. As it's going to be more than a half an hour by the time. Because I think Ethan's going to get a good chunk of time here to warm up.
I would say
Logan Elshire is too once he gets out there to start the bottom of the second inning.
Yeah, exactly. You got to give those pitchers a little more time to warm up again. And hopefully it doesn't affect the way they were pitching because obviously you see at some other levels where how long do we leave a pitcher sit in the dugout before it's not good anymore?
Well, you know, in the pros, well, so what I'm trying to think of is like a half an hour rain delay. There's times where
there's
maybe not
innings.
A half an hour inning, but you can get a 20-minute inning,
oh, yeah.
You know, with
oh,
a
yeah.
couple pitching changes in there. So right now, Primus steps into the box at 11:58. So it is officially a 32-minute pause in action. So two away. This is a state qualifying game between Richmond and New Munich, both victors thus far this weekend. First offering from Vogt to Primus. That's missing low for a ball. Ethan on in relief here as he got that 4-6-3 double play induced by Dalton Thielen. He's in relief of Jim Toole. 1-0 offering from Vogt. That's up and in on Primus. Mason walked on four pitches his first time up. As Vogt falling behind at 2-0, a five spot. The old nickel for Richmond here early as the 2-0 offering that is off the plate for a ball. Mason hasn't seen a strike thus far here today in his two plate appearances. 7 wide. So 3-0 the count. Vogt ready. 3-0 pitch. That's in there right down Red River as in there for a strike. Moves our count to 3-1.
Boy, I see some brain trust down there. Florian Kultoff, Charles Hennen, and David Floyd Adams.
Boy.
All down there.
The 3-1 offering to Primus. That's in there for a strike. Fills it up at 3-2. Not one? Weisenheimer down there between those three, huh? Oh,
I mean, everything that comes out of their mouths, you got to listen to
gospel.
It. Oh.
3-2, the payoff pitch to Primus from Vogt. That is popped up, fouling out of play. We'll do the 3-2 over again. Mason to be followed by Cole Schmidt. Should he get aboard here? Top of the second, and your cleanup hitter is having his second at bat, Randy. That's a nice start.
Yep. If you're talking in the dugout, pretty cool. Keep it rolling, they're saying.
Vogt ready. That 3-2 is low. Good take by Primus as he's aboard. Second time with a walk for Primus. And that will bring the aforementioned Cole Schmitz to the plate. As Schmitty drops the tools of ignorance. Did you ever catch?
No.
I was caught in like ninth grade ball and a little bit on JV, and you just think you're so cool when you got those shin guards on in the on-deck circle.
I'll tell you a catching story here.
First offering to Schmitz, hit to the left side, diving stop at third by Reeland, throw across the diamond, and Reller is able to dig that one out of there with the big stretch. That saves a run for New Munich, and Ethan Vogt comes in and puts a pin in it for the Silver Streaks. The veteran drafty from El Rosa does his job. Nice play right there by Tanner Reeland across the diamond to retire Cole Schmitz. That does it for Speckville in the second. They score three runs on three hits. There was a Silver Streak error and two runners left on base. We've played 1.5, 5-0 our score. The catching story from Randy. I will not let that one go untold. We'll hear it in a minute right here on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Yes, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. 12:02 right now, currently. 71 our temperature. Back to Cold Spring. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Randy.
Well, good afternoon to you, Cy Funnenstein, or as he would say, a pleasant good afternoon as we're on to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Ty Reller, Logan Funk, Joe Stengler as Logan Elshire back out onto the mound for the Richmond Royals, pitching with that five-run lead now as Elshire ready. His first offering to Reller, missing down and away. I'm on pins and needles, Randy. Let's hear your catching story.
Well, I'll tell you, Kirby, I was a little leaguer, fourth grade, as the pitch comes to Reller inside, but fourth grade, and you're playing with fifth and sixth graders, and so guess who gets to be the catcher because he's the young guy?
You.
Me. And
it's a terrible story if this is
And guess
you.
Who's the pitchers? Sixth graders, right?
2-0 pitch is hit on the ground and into right field. Solid knock by Ty Reller as he is the first New Munich base runner, punching that one to right.
So, names from the past, Tom Evans, Jerry Holstad, Brandon Curto, I remember them well because they all threw hard to a little fourth grader catching for the team. But it so happened that you get this big glove, you get these shin pads that don't fit, and I got a ball right on my thumb, like the very first game of the year, on the thumb on the inside, and I caught all season with that, and it's like every fastball is like, ow, 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 and it's like, I don't want to do this no more. But I caught the whole season.
Logan Funk, first pitch swinging, following that back to the net.
And I led the league in hitting that year.
Hey, hey.
As a fourth grader.
There we go.
As a fourth grader. But needless to say, that was the end of my catching career because I just
didn't like it. Yeah.
That bad vibe of that thumb.
Why don't you dislocate your thumb before every season and lead the Stearns County League in hitting?
I know.
One strike offering from Elshire to Funk is missing high for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Logan's the DH today. He's hitting for the now pitcher, Ethan Vogt. Does the thumb still get still feel it every now and then?
No, it's not bad.
It healed.
It healed.
Those sixth graders were bringing heat.
Yes, they were.
Back in Richmond in the 70s. As the ball hit right back to Elshire, he throws to his brother. Oh, under the glove of his brother, Chase. As Logan, we've seen it, Randy, those pitchers throwing off the mound, it's always just a little different. Logan, a natural third baseman. He's played plenty of middle infield, but throwing one wide right there and a free base and a free out for the Silver Streaks.
You always want to lead that shortstop coming across the bag, and he threw it behind Chase, and obviously then Chase has to redirect his whole body.
Yeah, what Randy's talking about is all of Chase's energy is going towards the bag at second, then he has to go back the other direction towards his natural position of short. And it gets under his glove. So two aboard here. First air for Richmond. And that brings Joe Stengler to the plate. That looks at a meaty fastball right there from Elshire. Throw from Schmitz is over the head of Logan Elshire. Kyle Buddy covering up. Makes the good backup right there. You got to pinch middle infielders. Young middle infielders listening out there. So one strike the count to Joe Stengler. It's Ty Reller at first base, Logan Funk, or Ty Reller at second base, Logan Funk at first base. As Logan Elshire's pitch is missing low, and Schmitz with a high throw to Elshire again that Logan has to jump up and get. I'm sure they'll bring that up at some point this week, saying, what was that all about? Normally you hit me right in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Cole's only thrown about 6,000 balls back in his life. As the 1-1 pitch popped up, Schmitz back for a look. Cole will not have a play. And look at that, Randy. Right in front of us, between the net,
yeah,
and between
you
the
know,
press
we could have
box.
Got a ricochet that would have come in through your window. Kirby's trying to retrieve that baseball. You know,
think
it's
I can
worth,
kneel on that. I don't want to kneel
like
on that.
It's worth like 25 cents.
But I want
you
the
want
ball.
That baseball.
1-2 pitch from Elshire. That's hit on the ground towards third. Primus with a high hop. He steps on the bag for one. Throw across the diamond is low, and it gets by Adams. Safe is Stengler. Ending up at third is Logan Funk. No one's covering home now. Primus realizing that. He's covering home, and a second air on the Royals this inning. So out at third is Reller. I wouldn't have given an air, but seeing Funk end up at third base, you got to give Mason Primus an air.
Yep.
And Stengler stays put at first base on the fielder's choice. So first and third. Scoreboard says two airs for Richmond, one air for New Munich, and that's what I have as well, if you're listening to my left. So 5-0 our score, but the streak's threatening here in the second as this pitch popped up into short left field. Gertken's coming on. I don't know if this is deep enough for Logan Funk to tag as Gertken just throws it into the middle of the infield and an efficient, harmless out right there as Caden Sand pops out to left. So two away now. That will bring Tanner Reeland to the plate. Tanner Reeland, I don't know what Reese has been smoking this morning, but it's Tanner Reeland, the batter, as the first offering is in there for a strike. Hey, Ryan Bell shaking balls today. Look at that guy.
Can you sign it for Kirby?
Son of the godfather of Rocky baseball, Randy Bell. The first offering was a strike, second pitch hit on the ground to Elshire at short. Chase up with it, wet ball throw in time, though. Nice play by Chase. To retire Tanner Reeland 6-3 for out number three, and that does it for New Munich here in the second. They score no runs. They do get that one hit by Reller, two Richmond airs, but they were able to pitch around and two runners left on base. To complete, 5-0, the scoreboard still says, as we head to the third inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.